Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chad and Ballsy believe there are three kinds of people, those who can count and those who can't. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
What do we got here? A little doubles? Doubles, we're watching what? What is this, French Open?
Yeah.
Tennis? Good start to a day, watching tennis, hey?
Not really. I don't really watch tennis. What a stupid sport.
Well, it's, man,
it's hard to play.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for anybody who plays tennis.
No, it's not a stupid sport. Hand-eye coordination,
just cardio. And going side to side, like how that beats the hell out of your knees.
Some of those shots they make, their shoulders must be shot at the end.
Anyway, sorry. Hi, I forgot we're doing a radio program. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
As well.
Or you meant them?
I meant everybody, you know? You too. How are you?
You too?
No, not you two.
No, I hate you two. I hope they never...
No, but how are you? Everything's good?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Nice and clear out there this morning?
Got a hot tub last night.
You were in the hot tub?
Yeah, I bought one.
You bought one?
Yeah, got it delivered yesterday.
Holy man.
No, I didn't. Are you kidding me?
Man.
No, I bought my lawyer his hot tub.
Oh.
I went to my sister's hot tub.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah.
That my lawyer doesn't invite me over.
No, they usually don't. mine doesn't either. Police have confirmed a 16-year-old boy has died after a drowning Friday in the Moose Jaw River. The teenager had been swimming and went underwater and couldn't be located. Maybe giving money away will help convince those on the fence to get vaccinated. Opposition leader Ryan Miley is suggesting a $25,000 giveaway with those receiving both doses of the vaccine eligible. I mean, maybe there's a point here, and some people say, well, $25,000, that's not a great way to spend taxpayer money. Well, I mean, it costs $25,000 for the average ICU stay, so it might be worth it. Yesterday was the fourth straight day of under 100 new cases of COVID-19 in the province, 68 to be exact, along with three deaths. And Regina Public Schools will not be going ahead with graduation ceremonies at Mosaic Stadium. Why? Well, yeah, it's a bigger venue, but stage two of the reopening plan only allows 150 people to be in attendance. Doesn't matter the size of the venue. Students would also not be able to have a diploma handed to them, as objects aren't allowed to be passed around.
Well, the Montreal Canadiens were the last team to make the playoffs, or the first team to make it to round three. Tyler Toffoli scored in overtime as the Habs topped the Jets 3-2 for a four-game sweep. Montreal has won seven straight. You might not be happy that the Habs won, but you should be happy that COVID is over. Did you watch the celebrations outside the Bell Center? You know how ridiculous that is? They allowed only 2,500 fans into the rink, and there were thousands of people maskless out front cheering, and everybody's like, oh, what a great... The rules around COVID are an absolute flaming pile of crap. It's a joke. New York Islanders built a 5-2 lead, held on for a 5-4 win over Boston. In the process, secured a 3-2 series lead. Kevin Durant at 32. Brooklyn demolished Milwaukee 125-86 for a 2-0 lead in their second round series. Chris Paul and his rejuvenated right shoulder at 21 points. Suns open their second round series with a 122-105 victory over Denver. Chad's Red Sox have won five straight, topping Miami 5-3. My Padres whipped the Cubs 9-4, and the Angels smoked the Royals 8-3. Rare day where there's only three games in baseball. Well, the Blue Jays will stay in Buffalo until at least July the 21st. Too bad they're not the Montreal Blue Jays, because then it'd be wide open. They'd be
or
playing.
Too bad they don't play hockey, because in hockey you're allowed to apparently jump the border, but baseball, no.
Well, but that's only because... Well, yeah, that's right. They should play all the games in Montreal. It's wide open.
This is Wolf Weather.
But I'm sure if there's a COVID outbreak, because it's Quebec, Trudeau will just give them extra money.
A few showers today, 23. 13 with showers or thunderstorms tonight. And 23 in showers expected kind of throughout the day tomorrow. So rain is what I'm getting here. Actually, not really a great sunny day until Saturday.
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass.
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
We took the kids to the park yesterday.
Right.
And as we were there, it's like, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going, what the hell?
Yeah.
What's going on? And I'm getting bit by mosquitoes, and our kids are getting bit by mosquitoes. And like, and just enough to be annoyed, like not an abundant, not enough that you would actually see a lot of the mosquitoes flying around, but just enough.
You don't need many.
To,
you don't need many, man.
And they just bite you on the ankles and bite you like on the, like,
or just on the shoulder blade where you can't reach it.
You're right.
Yeah. So the average person would spend just shy of $2,000 to get rid of certain bugs for the rest of their lives. For me, it's the mosquito. Like that little bastard flies around your house at night, 2 a.m, and you can't get them.
Yeah, the worst is when you're camping.
Or camping.
If you're in a tent and there's one tent or there's one mosquito that flies around your ear and every and not constantly either. Like it's gone and then
fly by.
And it does it every, you know, 5-10 seconds.
Yeah.
Just enough to let you know it's there constantly. And then you get up, maybe you turn a light on, and you're like, all right, I'm going to kill this thing. And then all of a sudden, it's gone.
Well, then
it evaporates. And then you shut the light off again.
Yeah.
And then right away. Always.
Yeah. And then you get, I get jittery. It's like, oh, it's biting me on the ankle. Then you start shaking. Yeah. Well, maybe it's not. And then you wake up in the morning and you got this big, huge bite on your ankle. Little bastard.
Scratching the whole time.
So I would get rid of the mosquito for about $2,000.
To me, the mosquito at least has a purpose. So
what is that? The mosquito? To piss you off?
No, the mosquito, like, I mean.
Oh, don't go all David Suzuki on me.
No. So here's what a mosquito is doing. A mosquito is biting you to live. All right? They suck your blood to live. Now, I don't agree with that, but that's what they do. Whereas a wasp, to me, has no reason to be in existence. There's no, like, other than being little bastards, what does a wasp do? It just randomly bites you.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about a wasp is, when they bite you, they live. Like, they go on to...
Yeah,
like,
at least bees die.
If a bee stings you, I mean, they got to make that decision. That's a hard decision
and
for them to make.
And bees make honey from my toast. Wasps do nothing.
Bees contribute. Wasps are nobodies. It's just...
I've never been stung by a wasp or a bee, so I can't really say.
Wasps don't sting. They bite.
Okay.
And they are way more painful than any bee. Like, especially when they get... Every couple of years, and I don't know why, I think it's because I swat at them all the time, but I always get bit on the hand, and I'll get bit between the fingers by a wasp. Like, right in the webbing there.
Yeah.
Like,
the worst is September, right? In September, before the frost,
and
Rider games, beer, and
everything. And they climb into your beer? Like, they'll climb into your drinks.
That's
and then
the other
you go
thing.
To take
they're
a drink
alcoholics.
And then they
they're alcoholics.
Yeah, they're drunk. They're drunk bastards.
Okay, so I'm with you.
Actually, maybe I'm not, because a lot of my good friends are drunk bastards, and I don't pay to get rid of them.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy Show are very much those of the participants, and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Go through some text messages we're getting this morning, which we appreciate nice and early at 936-WOLF. You can always text, call us as well, same number, whatever it is. We were talking about the most annoying animal, most annoying insects. And we were talking about mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And we got a text here, no name on it, but it says, the worst is when you clap a mosquito and they're full of blood. Those effing, you're like, whose effing blood is this? Yeah, yesterday Callie did that too. She slapped a mosquito and it blew up. And especially now, like, we're in the middle of a pandemic and it's kind of like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah.
And you reach for the sanitizer. She was like running to her purse to get the sanitizer, but... Yeah, I know. It's gross.
It is gross.
This one from John. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how I'm working out in the morning, and it's nice to be held accountable. So I asked listeners to remind me with text messages, and John did exactly that. Good morning, Chad. Did you work out this morning? I did, John. I did work out this morning. He says, I'm on my morning 5K walk jog. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Jog.
Yeah. You know, you do the combination weight. Well, when you walk for like... You jog for like 3 minutes and you walk for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Up and at 'em.
At least
right?
You're up doing it.
That's
and you're
right.
Listening to the Wolf.
Yeah, I almost it was one of those workouts this morning where it's just a good thing that there's nobody else in the room with me working out.
Because you're sweating and farting?
That pretty much sums it up.
and you thought Bert and Ernie had a weird relationship. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Seems like another year of sacrifice for our high school graduates. They're going to have to get creative to do their graduation ceremonies. The rumor was that, especially, I know the Regina Public Schools were looking into graduation at Mosaic Stadium, so they were going to have... I know you suggested this last year, and you had tried to organize it, and whatever, people backed out, and then now they're taking credit for it, but whatever. So
it's fine.
They were going to go ahead with this graduation, and it's not happening anymore. Reason being, despite Mosaic Stadium's size, it doesn't matter. Okay, the venue, how big, how many people does Mosaic Stadium hold?
33,000 and change.
33,000 and change.
Lots of room.
Yeah.
Many.
But because most grads would take place in stage two of the reopening plan, they would only be allowed to have 150 people in Mosaic Stadium.
Stupid.
Because you're only allowed to have 150 people in a venue.
Stupid.
That seems ridiculous,
it's
right?
It's dumb. It's dumb. It's absolutely dumb. We can go to you. This is the same problem I ran into last year when actually it was less of a problem, right?
Less restrictions.
Yeah, less restrictions, less everything. We didn't have the numbers we have now, and the numbers are going down. I can go to a box store indoors with a hell of a lot more than 150 people, more than what a graduation would be, and I can't do it at an outdoor venue, 33,000. We're going to look back on this time 5 years from now and go, what the hell were we doing? Like, that just... My grandpa always said this. I know I quote him. Common sense isn't very common. That's the funny thing about the term common sense.
Yeah.
That is stupid. It is, and you know what makes me mad? You read that story. I know it's two different provinces, Chad, okay? But I read that story, and then I watch the Montreal Canadiens yesterday with 2,500 fans inside the rink that seats 20,000.
Yeah.
And there are about three times that amount outside the stadium, no mask, drinking beer, partying like it's 2006. Yeah. Like, give our heads a shake.
Well, it's not just the limit on the amount of people allowed to be in attendance. They're also not allowed to pass objects between participants, so they wouldn't be allowed to hand diplomas to
the
kids.
I know. It'd be
even though I thought we've already discussed this and we've realized
it's not a touch disease.
It's not a contact thing.
Yeah. But when you get into schools, though, buddy, this is what I found out trying to do it last year. When you get into schools, they're so scared of legalese and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing to do with that.
And that's something we've brought on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because we've burned those bridges already, and people have taken advantage of the system.
Yeah, no, and I agree 100% with that.
So I don't blame the schools at all for this. I just think it's silly that 150 people allowed in Mosaic Stadium, like, that's it?
That's
even in stage two. Like,
it's stupid.
150 people. That's like one person a section.
No. Like, think about that.
Well,
that
is like maybe
so dumb.
10 people a section.
That is so dumb.
It's ridiculous.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Now, I can understand how this would happen. A 23-year-old guy was arrested in Ocean City, Maryland on the weekend after he stabbed two of his friends while playing mini golf. It happened at a place called Nick's Jurassic Golf. We don't know what happened, like what sparked it.
Right.
But nobody was seriously hurt. Now, I am ultra competitive when it comes to mini golf because I used to work at a mini golf course.
Oh, okay. So you consider yourself a connoisseur.
I spent hours trying to hit the ball through the bear's legs at the end for free games.
Yeah.
Which I never cashed in.
Or try and hit the clown nose.
Yeah, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm insanely competitive still to this day. That's not a date thing for me. Like, I'd never take Cressinda to a mini golf course.
Right.
Because we wouldn't be together. I kick her ball. Yeah. I get mad when she gets it in and I don't. Or I hit it too hard and it goes from the third hole to the sixth hole. Like, I don't like losing at mini golf. Is there anything you're competitive with?
Golf. Like, golf in general.
Golf? And you're not good at it.
Well, that's what's so ridiculous about this. I'll go golfing with people that I know are a lot better than me. Mm-hmm. And I'll still get mad when they stomp me. And I know they're way better. Like, I know that I, on average, will shoot 100 over 18 holes. And they will shoot, like, 80 or less. and I'll still get mad when they're whooping my ass. I'll go, what are you doing? Why are you so much better than me? Well, because they play, you know, often.
You know what I don't like is when I go golfing with my buddy,
yeah,
who is wasteful. What he'll do is he'll pull, I've done this, I've been with a buddy before, pretty good at golf, but he'll pull out a sleeve of brand new golf balls,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
He will shoot the ball, he can't find the ball, he doesn't even go to look for the ball, and I go to look for his balls because I'm cheap. Like, yeah. I want to go,
yeah,
I'm rummaging around, yeah, looking for his,
right,
balls,
yeah,
and he's just...
I find, with back to the competitive,
yeah,
thing. So I am... I used to be ultra competitive with video games. So I would sit and when I would play video games, especially against my brother.
Yeah.
I couldn't lose. I didn't want to lose against my brother. And my,
yeah,
brother and I were talking about this this past weekend or the weekend. We were talking about how when I was a kid, I would intentionally lose. If I knew that if I knew I was going to beat him,
mm-hmm,
I would totally just blow the game because I didn't want to deal with his beating after I beat him.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
I became the person that I hate. So I go to the grocery store,
yeah,
okay, and I got my cart and everything and produce and all this stuff, and I look over to my left and there's a lineup of people at the regular checkout, but there's this thing called self-checkout.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Okay, so I go to self-checkout. Everything's going great. Scan my meat, scan everything. Then I get to the produce and you got to look it up, right?
Yeah, yeah, right?
So as I start to look it up, I see the one guy behind me and he's shifting his weight and he's looking rather annoyed.
You're taking your sweet ass time.
Well, I'm not taking my sweet ass time.
How many items did you have?
Well, I had a lot.
Yeah, you don't do that self-checkup.
But not like a lot, but enough.
Like a full cart?
No, just average. Like, I fit within the... There's no...
Like, what was your bill at the end when you were done?
$79.
Too much.
Well, there's no stipulation on self-checkup.
No, I know there's not, but
and number one, and number two, I wasn't trained to be a cashier, okay?
Yeah.
But dude's behind me,
yeah,
and he's... And I can sense he's annoyed, and...
Yeah.
And I've been in his shoes,
yeah,
so I'm trying. I'm sweating now. I'm sweating,
right,
okay? And okay, cucumbers. Where's cucumbers? Where's like,
yeah, yeah,
you know? I'm looking all this up. Celery. Where is it? Okay, so I get through, and of course, being the cheap bastard that I am, I'm the. I got coupons to use.
Oh no!
So
you have to call the attendant over to help you.
No, I don't want
to
do all that. No, but you got to exit back two screens and start over again. And then, dude's really mad at me. And so, like, I was like, yeah,
worst.
I am the worst. I was like, I apologize. And the worst is, and he says, and I'm not kidding, he goes, way to go, Ballsy. And
it's like, oh, the worst is when they know
when
you.
When they know you.
I hate that. I hate it so much when you're doing something silly and they call you on it. Well,
and that happened to me 2 days before. I went to Driven Automotive to pay for my son's car repairs.
Yeah.
And they turn the whole, like, the Interact thing machine around to show
right.
me the bill. And he quoted me a certain price, but it was a little more. And here was my exact reaction. And the guy across from me goes, oh, come on, Ballsy, blow off that wallet. I looked at him like, if you only knew.
Yeah, that's a price you pay for being the king of Kensington, my friend.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Some music news for you. Forbes has released a list of the 5 most valuable music catalogs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number one, The Beatles, 500 yeah, million.
Of course.
Michael Jackson, number two, 375.
Makes sense.
Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, the second, 350 million.
What is that, a musical?
I have no idea, man.
That must be musical.
I thought you'd know. Bob Dylan, number four, 325 million.
Okay.
And then,
well, he doesn't own his anymore, though. He sold it.
Yeah, but the music catalog.
Yeah, sure.
Paul Simon at 250 million.
Paul Simon?
Yeah, top five. I thought that was... Well, three is surprising because I've never heard of it. But five, yeah, Paul Simon. He's an underrated musician. Like,
I don't think he's underrated.
No, but I mean, in terms of... You're a music guy and you even scrunched your face in terms of popularity.
Because I think of Simon and Garfunkel and even his solo stuff, I go... Was it really that much of a catalog? Like, you can call me Al. How much is that song worth?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
Kodachrome or whatever the hell it is. Yeah, I mean,
Now I know you
get that Cecilia and I understand.
Boy, you can,
Mrs.
Can
Robinson
can
and all
list
that stuff.
A lot, don't you?
No, I like Simon and Garfunkel. I like that's
you have
good
some
chilling
vinyl?
Music. No, I don't actually have that.
You should get into that. I bet you're going
to
do that.
I do sit and chill and listen to it every now and then.
Now, I don't know why they picked this number to survey, but around 23,000 people were asked which decade had the best music. Number three, the 90s at 15%. Okay. Number two, the 70s at 21%. And the 80s came in at number one at 22%.
No. 80s number one?
Well, come on now.
Yuck.
Come on now. When we're talking Hall & Oates, Rick Astley.
Well, okay, hold on.
And hair metal.
You brought Hall & Oates into it. That's not even fair.
That's the 80s. Cinderella.
No.
Winger.
70s. The 70s had the best music. 70s and 90s, to me, are the one.
I'm going with 80s. Culture Club.
You're supposed to help the argument
here. The outfield.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
I'd like to bring up important dates in radio history. It was how many years ago? 3 years ago?
Three years ago on this day when I raced a listener. I forget her name, but it was across the street our pink horse, Bofa D's Nuts.
Bofa
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
Yeah. And
I won.
Yeah. On Bofa D's Nuts.
You sure did.
No steroids either, like Medina Spirit.
No.
It was just all Bofa D's Nuts. Now, 3 years later, Bofa D's Nuts might be dragging across.
Well, Bofa D's Nuts would be tired by
He's
now.
He's tired by now. Yeah, okay. Things,
he would
things
be
change in three.
He would be dragging.
That's why we have fun.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This story has my mind blown. I don't know who did this. Like, if it was David Copperfield or
it's
what.
It's true, man.
But this story out of Vibank is crazy. Somebody stole a 41-foot-high windmill from a farm near Vibank.
That's a big mini golf course.
Over 3 days. Yeah, over 3 days. They don't know. Well, they don't know exactly when it was taken, but somebody is not paying attention. A 41-foot windmill gets stolen.
How do you, like, you can't tuck that in your pants?
No.
Did Liam Neeson steal it?
Like, that's even a few good truckloads.
Like, in 3 days, yeah, exactly. Nobody noticed?
I don't know, but this description is as Saskatchewan as it gets.
Okay.
So, the windmill is missing a fan blade.
Mm-hmm.
Has bullet holes in it. And has the word Chicago written on the tail fin for some reason, just randomly Chicago.
Okay, so let's go through this. It's a really old windmill,
yeah.
So the fan blade blew off at some point, okay?
Okay, and that's another thing we should point out. This is a 100-year-old windmill.
So there you go.
It's not going to be taken down too easily if they plan on preserving it. Like, you would have to take your time to take this thing down.
Bullet holes, kids on the farm or wherever using it for target practice.
More
so
likely.
You can describe that. What was the other? Chicago.
Yeah.
It was probably a Cubs fan and got really excited when they won the World Series a few years ago to end that 104-year drought.
Got drunk and decided to shoot it.
Probably.
Maybe. That could be. I'm not ruling anything out here.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you know where somebody could, if you know of anybody who could sneak away with a 41-foot-high windmill in Vibank, Saskatchewan, let us know. And
well, it should be. Like, it's not like you're driving in Lake Ridge. This guy erects a 41-foot windmill. That's a pretty dead giveaway. It's a dead giveaway.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work. There's only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
I come in today.
Yeah.
The dude's got capris on, but he calls them
capris.
He calls them shorts.
They're shorts, but they're long shorts.
No, they're Chris Webber shorts.
They go down past my knees. So what?
Well, were you the sixth guy on the Fab Five from Michigan?
They're kind of like jammers, right?
But they're not.
They got side pockets on them. They're not cargo shorts either.
You got them at Costco, didn't you?
I did.
I know. They look like Costco specials.
So what? I don't like the short trend. It's driving me nuts.
No, the Isaiah Thomas shorts are terrible.
Seeing all these dudes walk around in short shorts, I find it disgusting.
When I was a kid, I did look like John Stockton of the Utah Jazz with my short shorts.
But
then I looked down and said, boy, you have no legs. So all my shorts go down to my knees.
Yeah.
Shows my small calves off.
And there's nothing wrong with
you can't have short shorts.
And when you sit in short shorts, men are not equipped to
hide
the goods.
No, 100%
right. And if you're wearing short shorts, you can get the...
That's how I test my... And I got my stomach's back to being flat, but that's how I test shorts now. Chris bought me some shorts at Winners the other day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's good.
I see you're just like, nothing but the fun.
Well, at least Winners you can fake like you shopped at a rich store.
I don't have to care. I don't care.
Anyway.
I don't care. I have three children. My life is over.
So she brings the shorts to me. I try them on, but my test is, can I sit down?
Your what? Did you say your test is?
My test. Okay. No, my test.
Sorry, I thought you said something else.
My test is to sit down to see if the button will pop. Like if it'll, or really scrunch that midsection. I'm like, no, these are good. These are good. Yeah, no, these are good.
These are the tests we have in life.
Well, I don't.
Don't worry about credit score.
Credit score. Oh,
let's
my God.
Don't worry more about the button on your shorts.
It's because of my credit score she had to go buy me the shorts.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think. Who are we kidding? Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
FrugalFest 2021 is happening again. Saturday, July 10th, the Sheepdogs will play FrugalFest. And then Saturday, July 17th, 104.9 The Wolf is proud to present Big Wreck at FrugalFest. So, you know, Big Wreck, they dropped off that Saints and Sinners tour. Well, don't worry. You're going to get to see them. Again, we are very proud to present FrugalFest 2021, Saturday, July 10th, the Sheepdogs, and Saturday, July 17th with Big Wreck. Now, FrugalFest is a unique event because it's not just a concert. It's what they do is they set the stage up on top of the parkade.
Mm-hmm.
By
Doubletree. Beautiful.
And you get your room and you sit out on the balcony and you watch the rock show from your room. So tickets are $150 a person. Now, I know you're thinking that's steep. Well, it actually gets you the room for the night. You get the balcony that overlooks the stage and you get a fully catered meal package.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I emceed it last year. Highlight of my radio career.
Right.
Really cool setting. I hope they do this for years to come. It's in support of the Regina Food Bank, so that's cool.
That's right. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at KrugoFest.com. So KrugoFest.com, and it'll sell out. These last year, I believe they sold out pretty quick. So get your ticket right away. Get your room. Book everything up. Now, the great thing is, again, it's your own private room. So you have your own private washroom. You've got your own. Like, I'm thinking about going because we've got a small baby. That might be good because we could still take care of her in the room, but we can still watch a rock show at the same time.
Oh, and Sadie always likes to go to sleep till my luck is wasted.
That's
or
right.
Or my dad is wasted.
The elf, yeah. And you can do that too because you can bring your own liquor into the show, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a lot of fun. FrugalFest 2021, proudly presented by The Wolf. Again, we are presenting the Sheepdogs Saturday, July 10th, and Big Wreck Saturday, July 17th. So getting the two Saturday shows. It's going to be a lot of fun. KrugoFest.com.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning, but knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright. I mean, you know, it doesn't, but it should. We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
This used to be my most hated time of the year, okay? Because summer, kids are home, wrecks with your routine and all that
stuff.
Not
yet, right? but close.
But this time of the year, my ex-wife was a teacher, so everybody was home, right?
Right, yeah.
But they say, besides money, the thing most people want now is alone time because everybody's on top of everybody because of the pandemic. Not me. I have too much alone time. I hate alone time. I do. It's just me and the dog.
Yeah.
I stare at this thing that can't talk to me.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lifts his leg, takes a dump. I got to clean out. I got to feed him.
Right, so you're not alone.
I'm not.
So what you're saying is you truly want to be alone with
no dog or anything.
No,
I don't need alone time. When Cressinda comes home, it's hilarious. The dog and I compete for her affection. And I get so pissed off because she's scratching him, and I'm standing over like, what am I? A cat?
You're not a dog.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It should be opposite for you, I would think.
No, I was alone this weekend for one night at the house, and I went crazy.
Really? I used to love those times.
But no, I'm not used to silence in the house.
Mm.
So it was actually really weird. It weirded me out a lot. And
I mean, I love my kids, but not 10 hours at a time.
Let's be honest. Something about 24 hours at a time.
Let's be honest. Like 10 hours. Like, and now they're gone, and I do miss them. It's like, gosh, like, you guys come around?
One thing I've found, too, is that when people are around, like, if I were alone all day, every day,
yeah,
I would be dead. Like, I'd be dead by now because...
You have no discipline.
I've got nobody to keep me in check.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife will keep me in check.
Well, and it's true, and it's
I'll
true.
Grab a bag of chips when I'm alone, and I'll eat the whole bag, no problem.
Well,
whereas with my wife, I'll put them in like a tiny little bowl and bring it to the counter.
And it's a test. It's a test from Cressinda because she bought these like little desserts from Costco. Like the of course everything's big in Costco.
Yeah, sure.
Then she got a McCain's cake.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we had that the other day with the family over.
Right.
And it's sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is she bought those. She went to Costco and got those salty sweet chips that I just love in the red bag.
Yeah.
And she's testing me. I'm by myself. She's testing me.
Does she at least put them in the bowl next to the dog's bowl so you guys can both sit there on the floor and eat together?
Shut up.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.